Good morning. I call this House Special Committee on Fisheries to order. Today is Thursday, April 16th, 2024, and it is 10:05 a.m. We are meeting in the Max Grunberg Committee Room 120 in the Capitol Building here in Juneau. The staff assisting us today is Shelby with the Juneau LIO and Cheryl with House Records. The following members present is Representative Hemshue, Representative Carpenter, Representative McCabe, and myself, Chair Vance. We have a quorum to conduct business. We have one item on today's calendar, and that's to bring back House Bill 297, Sport Fishing Angler Access Surcharge by the governor. So we had previously adopted amendment number one by, We had tabled Representative McCabe's amendment number one. May I have a motion?
Madam Speaker, I move to bring amendment number one off the table.
Hearing no objection. Representative Carpenter.
Madam Chair, I move to rescind action on conceptual amendment one to amendment number one.
Hearing no objection, conceptual amendment number one to amendment number one has been rescinded. So amendment number one is now before us in its original version. Do any members have any final remarks on amendment number one? Okay.
Madam Speaker, I move amendment one if that's what you're looking for.
No, we have it before us. So I think we need to remove. Do I hear any objections on the adoption of amendment number one? There are no objections. Amendment number one has been adopted. Representative Carpenter, amendment number two.
Madam Chair, I move amendment number two.
There's been an objection. Representative Carpenter.
So amendment number two sets a sunset on this additional license fee. And it would sunset that and take effect in 2030, January 1st, 2030. And this is just so that we can have a conversation at a later date on the increase to the fees.
Any questions on amendment number two? I have a question. Why did you choose 5 years versus, you know, with audits and things we often do, well, like, I don't know, 6 or 8? Is there a reason that you chose 5?
Not particularly. 5 was just enough time for us to get some of the projects going and come back and take a look at it.
Okay.
There was no rhyme or reason for the 5. Was just a number that I felt appropriate.
Representative Hemshue.
Thank you. Through the chair, can you explain again why we need to sunset this versus just making the change?
Thank you. Through the chair to Representative Hemshue, the reason is there are constituents of mine that are going to want to see that a increased fee is not just an increased fee forever, that it has a sunset. If it's got a purpose for building projects, which is a list that we've seen, then we get our projects built and then the fee goes away. Versus if it's not sunset, then it's just a fee that is perpetuated, whether it's needed or not.
Representative Hemshue.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I feel a little ignorant here right now, but through the chair, could I ask a question of Joe or the commissioner? And my question is, again, I feel a little ignorant, but I'm gonna ask anyway. Is this money needed for ongoing matching funds for future projects? Like, is there, we saw the project list, I assume that this would go on forever and you would have an unending list of projects. Could it be used for maintenance of projects? So like in 10 years when a dock is, some project is at the end of its life, could these funds be used for refurbishment or is it only for new stuff? And can it be used for matching? Or do we need matching funds for other sport fish?
Commissioner, if you could place your name on the record.
Doug Vincent Lane, Commissioner of Alaska Department of Fish and Game. So it's our intent when we build access projects to try to find a partner that's going to operate them over the long term. In some cases, we can't find that, so we do the maintenance with it. So some of this money could be used for maintenance for those projects that we don't have a partner with and trying to operate them over the long term. We're not getting back to the fundamental question. We're not opposed to being held accountable and having a review of this at some point in time, but I will caution that 5 years, by the time we get to the point of instituting this, is probably going to be a year out from the date, just because of the way the licenses are printed. And then we're going to start collecting fees. So really, we're not going to be doing projects probably for 2 years, even if this thing were to pass the legislature. So you might consider something a little bit longer, just to make sure that we have a pot of money that we can show some results from the project rather than 5 years. But that's just, that's up to you. But we're not afraid of being held accountable. And we think it's appropriate to be held accountable for the money that, that you're authorizing us to do here moving forward.
Follow up.
Thank you. So then if it sunsets and we need to come back and look at it, I think my question is maybe to the chair, maybe to the maker. So in 5 years, is it as simple as this is working, there are more projects to do, and we just re-up it? It's a simple, like a bill or something.
Representative Carpenter.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and through the chair to Representative Himshute. The legislation that's before us, the amendment, would automatically go into effect if we don't take action. So it would require us to come in and say that this language will be delayed until, and you just change the date to something later than 2030. And if 2030 isn't the right date for us now, it can be amended to a different date now. It seems to me that if it's going to take a couple of years for us to receive the money and start the projects, then 2 or 3 years later is a prime time to have a conversation about whether it's working appropriately, whether the dollar figures are enough, and have a conversation about it. It isn't a forcing function to stop it. It just has, it requires us to have a conversation and make an assessment. Since we are increasing a fee, the prudent thing to do is to have a conversation as to whether that's necessary. Is so, five years just a judgment call?
So through the chair, it would just be, comes before us, we change 30 to 35, 2035 or 2040 or whatever. Okay, great.
Representative McCabe.
Yeah, you know, I'm generally in favor of sunset dates on issues like this, because it does give us a chance to look maybe when the conversation starts, you know, in 2029 or whenever it is, the answer is, hey, it needs to be increased to $2 for whatever reason. So it's good to have that conversation. We haven't had many of them in the last 2 years, but 3 years ago and 4 years ago when I first got down here, we had many of them. Many of them were coming up sunset dates, and I had lots of conversations with JKT about sunset dates, and we increased some of them even because the project was had a little bit of history behind it, a little bit older. We said, yes, this is good. This is, you know, and so we increased them from 5 years to 10 years or 7 years. So I think it's generally good. We have some bills in Ways and Means that we are working on with a sunset commission that will actually sort of do that kind of work for us. So I think this is a relevant amendment.
Thanks. And through the chair, I just don't disagree with the sunset. I just don't want to hamstring the department. I want them to be able to do what they need to do. And I also want us to have a simple path forward when it does come up. So sounds great.
Okay, any further questions on amendment number 2? Is the objection maintained?
No.
Hearing no further objection, amendment number 2 has been adopted. So that puts the bill as amended before us. Are there any final questions on House Bill 297? Hearing none. Representative McCabe, may I have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move that the House Special Committee on Fisheries move HB 297 version 33-GH2500/alpha from committee as amended with the attached fiscal notes, and I give Legislative Legal Services permission to make any technical and conforming changes necessary.
Hearing no objection, House Bill 297 has passed from committee, and I ask the members to stay afterwards to sign the report. That concludes our business for today. The House Special Committee on Fisheries will meet again at a date and time to be determined. Seeing no other business before the committee, we will adjourn. Let the record reflect it is 10:14 a.m.